Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google's Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host,
David Cannon. Okay, it is just 1 week away from Black Friday News Update, although I probably won't call it that. And there are already some huge deals here in the UK on some great tech on the week running up to Black Friday. Hello everyone, it is David Cannon here. This is the Friday News Update, episode 52 for Friday the 16th of November 2018. And this week you can get a OnePlus 6 for £400, a Sony Xperia XZ2 for £450, a Huawei P20 Pro for £630, and an Honor 9 Lite for £130. That's incredible, from Amazon, and an HP laptop with an Intel i5 for just £400 from Currys. All incredible, so make sure to check out Currys, Argos, and Amazon this week for some big tech deals. But for now, let's get on with the show, because we've got some huge rumors this week from Samsung, Google, and a brand new feature for Alexa. And also, sorry about my sore throat, I've got a really bad cold at the moment, but let's get on with the show anyway. First up this week, Samsung have released a new flip phone that runs Android and costs the equivalent of £2,150. This is a really premium phone and it's got a huge price to match. So first of all, we are getting a 4.2 inch AMOLED screen with a Full HD resolution, so that is gonna look fantastic. We're getting dual cameras on the back, 12 megapixel and 12 megapixel. One is a variable aperture lens, just like on the Galaxy S9 and Note 9. That switches between f1.5 and f2.4, so it can take good photos in the dark as well as in the light. And we've also got a 2x zoom lens, and it can take 960 frames per second slow-mo videos at full HD this time. So those are gonna look really cool. And we're getting a Snapdragon 845, of course, with 6GB of RAM. Should keep it running very fast and smooth, especially with that small screen, less pixels to manage with the processor, so it should run faster. And we're getting a 3070 mAh battery. But again, that small screen uses less battery, so it should last a decent amount of time. And yep, we get a keypad and call buttons and even navigation buttons on the keypad, home, back, and recent apps buttons. I really don't know why you need that in 2018, but apparently Samsung think you do. And we're getting a fingerprint sensor on the side of the phone, interestingly enough, alongside the accidentally pressed button. Oh, wait, no, that's the Bixby button, sorry. And unfortunately, for the first time on a Samsung Android phone, there's no headphone jack. Cue the sad music. Oh, why did you have to do this? Anyway, we are also getting Android Oreo, and yes, it does cost 18,999 yuan, which is about £2,150 or $2,750, which is ludicrous. Like, it does look really nice, but you can get the same specs for at least £1,000 less. And I mean, if you're gonna spend that much money on a phone, why would you spend it on a flip phone? I don't know, but if you are really rich and want a flip phone, then it's a cool phone, I guess. It's going to be exclusive to China for now, but you can order it now from China Telecom. Also, we've been hearing some rumours about the Galaxy S10 and Samsung's folding phone, the Galaxy F, this week. So, the Galaxy F is apparently going to launch next March, and it's going to cost 2 million South Korean won, which is about £1,400 and $1,800. So, unless you're really excited about this idea of having a phone and a tablet in one device, and you're going to find that really useful, I don't think it's really worth the money. If you really like the idea, then it is probably worth the money, since there's not really anything else out there, but I wouldn't pay that much money for the Galaxy F. And also, the Galaxy S10 is apparently going to launch 1 month earlier in February, which does make sense given previous years, and it's going to have the new Infinity O screen, which means there'll be a hole in the screen for cameras. So no notch, hardly any disruption to the screen, just a camera kind of looking like it's floating in the middle of the top of the screen. That's going to be pretty cool. There's also going to be an in-screen fingerprint sensor, which is going to be great. Just put your finger on the screen and it will unlock the phone, read your fingerprint through the screen. And there's also going to be a triple camera with a zoom lens and wide angle lens. So that is going to be really useful. I'm really looking forward to that. And Samsung have already announced its processor this week, at least in Europe anyway. The US gets a different Snapdragon processor, but in Europe we will be getting the Exynos 9820 processor, which is 8 nanometers, so it's a little bit bigger than Apple's A12 Bionic, which is in the new iPhones, but still it is 20% faster in single core performance and 15% faster in multi-core performance. So basically it'll be about 20% faster, really. Not a huge amount, but a little bit faster. And we are getting 40% better graphics performance, so gaming is gonna run much more smoothly and much faster. And there's also a new neural processing unit, which is basically an AI chip which can do AI stuff 7 times faster than if there was no NPU. So when the camera is analyzing what it's looking at to optimize the camera settings, that's going to be much faster now because of this neural processing unit. And we've also got support for up to 4K screens, so maybe the Galaxy S10 will have a 4K screen. Would be kind of unnecessary, but maybe. And we've also got support for recording 4K video at 150 frames per second. That's going to be really smooth. As well as 8K at 30 frames per second. You're going to get some really sharp footage with this processor. Although, I don't know why you would need footage that sharp. Next up, Google's mid-range Pixel. The Pixel 3 Lite has just leaked and it looks amazing. So, first of all, there's no notch this time, just moderately thin bezels like on the normal Pixel 3, but this time, bizarrely, we have a headphone jack, which is fantastic, but weird. Like, Google got rid of the headphone jack last year, so why are they suddenly bringing it back? But anyway, it's great. So let's not complain about that too much. And we're getting a 5.5 inch Full HD screen. It is LCD this time, but Google have shown they're pretty good at LCDs with the Pixel Slate, so it should be pretty good. And we're getting the same camera quality on here as the Pixel 3, so that is going to be unbelievable on a mid-range phone. And it's going to be a huge selling point there. The best camera quality at a low price. And we're also getting a Snapdragon 670, which is not the fastest processor, but we are getting stock Android, so it should be very fast still, and it should be faster than most mid-range phones. And finally, we are getting a 2,900-ish mAh battery. Pretty low. Google really should have put a bigger battery in there, but hopefully it'll last all day. It won't be too bad. So overall, this looks like a brilliant mid-range phone with that amazing camera and very good speed here and the pretty decent LCD. The only problem here is that it's rumoured to cost between $400 and $500. That's a lot. I mean, you are getting fairly close to a flagship experience here, but the OnePlus 6T is $550, and it's better in quite a few ways here. So let's hope they've priced it nearer to the $400 mark. But we can hope to see this very soon if it's just leaked, probably fairly early next year. So I am very much looking forward to that. And finally, Amazon have launched the new Alexa Blueprint, allowing you to create your own Alexa skills. So you can create questions and create custom answers to these questions that Alexa will respond with when you ask Alexa that question. And there's some templates as well. Like, you can make a skill that insults you and customize the insults. So I've got one made up here. So, open my roast.
The quality of your channel is so bad. Even a 3-year-old could make better videos.
That is so harsh. No, I can't keep that in.
Yes, you can. Thanks for listening and goodbye.